clunkers. I mean, those Batista, Undertaker, Mark Henry matches are just terrible. I don't know. It's like he's just earned his spot. You know what I mean? Not earned his spot, but he's gotten comfortable with his spot.
No, he's earned it. I mean, he was certainly given it, but he's definitely earned it at this point.
Yeah, and I don't know. There's just something about seeing the champion walk out, like strutting and arrogant, like just not arrogant. That's the wrong word. Like that cool confident. Like when Cena comes out when he was a champion, he's like, oh, look at me, I'm the champion. And then you got Triple H doing all the poses. Well, then you've got the total opposite with Mark Henry, who comes out and is just smiling and walking to the ring.
Because
he knows he's going to beat the guy. There's a confidence about it that you believe, you know, you believe he should be the champion.
Sure.
So,
I don't know. That was ridiculous. 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a Mark Henry fan or not. 30 seconds is not long enough for a match on pay-per-view.
No. Not after all that hype, no.
Yeah, exactly. Plenty of hype. The dirt sheet on ECW, you know, they specifically moved it to the live ECW for 1 week.
Yeah.
To hype this match. You know, and it's your third brand that you're trying to, you know, develop superstars with. And I'm not saying this, like, everyone's going to believe this, but maybe there's somebody out there who is watching SummerSlam and hasn't watched too much wrestling lately and is like, this is what I get if I watch ECW. It's like, it's kind of like, I was making this comment to somebody the other day. It's kind of like with TNA. You know, someone could be putting on a 4-star, 20-minute match, and the crowd's just like, all right, well, when's Jeff Jarrett going to come out with his guitar followed by Booker T with a crowbar, and followed by crowbar with Daphne, and then David Flair's going to come out? And it's like, you know, why get invested in something when it's just going to go to shit?
Mm-hmm.
And then especially in 30 seconds, come on.
Yeah, so you've put that amount of time, especially with a figure like Matt Hardy. If it was, I don't know, Mark Henry and picking someone off ECW, Tommy Dreamer, you know what I mean? Dreamer's always had, like, people cheer for him. He's getting to be one of those guys where it's just a, my God, you're still doing this, good for you sort of clap.
Yeah, exactly.
Where Hardy, he's got that just voracious audience behind him still.
Well, it's like Matt Stryker has said the last couple of weeks, Matt Hardy is everybody's favorite wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, oh, man, I meant to call you. It was last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was last Monday. Or was it Tuesday? No, it was Tuesday. It was ECW. They had this shot of the crowd, and everyone knows the stereotype of Matt Hardy's fans. They did a wide shot of the crowd. Matt Hardy's music hits, and you could point out this woman in the middle of the crowd.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
It was the most obviously funny thing I've seen in a long time.
Like someone cloned my old roommate.
Yeah. And have you ever seen that picture?
And put fishnet stockings on her arms?
No. She was dressed normal.
But it was just.
Have you seen that those motivational pictures, like that people doctored, obviously, and
right,
it's like the fat bride, and it says yummy cake num num. That was the lady that was cheering for Matt Hardy, and awesome. I couldn't stop laughing. It was just fantastic.
These are the type of women who would get married and then have a Matt Hardy action figure and Mickey James action figure on the top of their wedding cake.
Oh, that's sad.
She would come running down to the altar to, oh, yeah!
Yeah.
I fist fucked a tornado, or whatever the song is.
I can slap a tornado, I think.
Yeah, I still like I fist fucked a tornado.
Well, I mean, God. This would be weird. All right. Anyways, next match.
Hard to do.
Yeah. All right. Next. Exactly. Next match after this is the CM Punk JBL match.
Hey, good. We get into we continue our string of title matches.
Yeah, they bolt them all in the same right at the same time. All three title matches. If you're looking at it the way you do, or in the mm-hmm. second half, or the second third of this tape.
Second third, yeah.
Right outcome, I thought, obviously, because I didn't know.
Oh, definitely.
It was weird match, though.
It was. I mean, it's another one of these where Punk gets not a whole lot of offense. And, God, what were we just talking about earlier? Somebody not getting a lot of offense.
TNT.
Ah, whatever. Oh, no. What was the goddamn first match? Oh, Jeff Hardy.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of a weird match, and it's like, yeah, they